The real reason we wanted to talk about this was the health benefits, as Shannon mentioned, about what have been coming out recently. And I really started hearing about it from the person, my woman crush, besides the lovely Shannon here, Dr. Rhonda Patrick, was citing studies a lot on her Twitter about that have recently come out that talk about the longevity benefits that sauna can produce.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate all the support you guys give us, and we really appreciate it if you head to the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page, give us a thumb and a liking, because we got some exclusive content on there for y'all.
Yes, and some of that exclusive content comes from you guys, questions and things that we get in between podcasts. So keep the questions coming.
Yes, please feel free to whatever comments, reviews, and even possible future podcast topics. Please keep those coming. All right, so we got a great episode this week. It's something we've been teasing for a long time, and we're finally going to talk about it. But before that, we're going to go into our training recap.
Before that, we're going to tease you some more.
Yeah, we're all about the tease. And I was going to say something else, but keep it PG. Okay. All right, so for my training recap this week, I've been talking about it a little bit lately, but I've been doing a lot of sandbag training. It's interesting. Ultimate Sandbag is kind of their social media handle.
Yep,
but it's also DVRT is kind of the system. Dynamic Variable Resistance Training. I believe that's what DVRT stands for.
Wow. Okay.
But everybody knows someone's Ultimate Sandbag. And obviously, as you guys can imagine, the centerpiece of their training structure is, or training system, is the sandbag. Various weights and various kind of sizes for the sandbags. At Tampa Strength, we have four now. We just got a 100-pound sandbag.
Jeez.
Yeah, and it's pretty massive. You guys check out social media. There's some. I'm sure there'll be pictures of me up there using that bad boy,
throwing it around.
Yeah, I mean that one. I just maybe do deadlifts. I don't know if I don't. It's hard to even get up on my shoulder. I mean, imagine 100 pounds of sand trying to throw it up on your shoulder. So
no, I can't.
Yes, so I've been working with that a lot lately, which is awesome. And another thing that is coming to Tampa Strength is a group mobility class.
Nice.
Mobility is a huge part of the curriculum at Tampa Strength, and I've learned so much since I've started training there about the mobility, different forms of mobility, the importance of mobility. You know, everybody thinks mobility is just, you know, it's being flexible. It's so much more than that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I stretch, it's fine.
Right. No, it's about being, you know, creating more strength through proper ranges of motions, or increasing your range of motion through, you know, strength building activities or movements. So both John and Sean, the other trainers at Tampa Strength, they're going to be basically leading group mobility classes once time a week, and then we'll see what the popularity is. And they've already asked me if it becomes very popular to try to take on a group mobility class, because I'm a huge fan of it, especially the stick mobility training.
Yeah.
I really love that. And another thing, if you guys haven't checked out, check out Stick Mobility on Instagram. That is their handle, Stick Mobility. We are one of the few places in Tampa that actually has them. So I definitely recommend you guys checking out Stick Mobility and, of course, our Instagram and Tampa Strength Instagram for more examples of what that type of training actually includes. All right, so I've yammered on for a little bit. What kind of training have you do? I know we talked about recently you were getting back on the Peloton.
Yes, so, well, I think most recently we've talked about how I was not doing any training.
Right, true.
And I did also mention that I was not going to keep that as like a forever. It was just temporary. And especially, you know, over the last couple weeks, I've really enjoyed a resurgence of interest in certain kinds of things that I've not done in a while. So
right.
I actually brought back HIIT training.
Hey.
For the first time in a long time, because I didn't do it for a long time because I had read a lot about how high intensity training was not good for you if you're breastfeeding.
Oh.
There's also new studies that have come out. I have since read that say it's really fine as long as you're not doing it all the time. That the idea that this could affect either the taste or quality of your breast milk was kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So, long story short, I decided, you know, for the little bit that I actually do get to train during my week, I'm only training on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And that's because it's the only time I actually have to train. It's mm-hmm. usually when I put her down for a morning nap. So I did get on the Peloton, and I did bring back my HIIT training. It felt really good to get back into HIIT training.
And this HIIT training is HIIT, correct?
Right.
High intensity interval training.
Right.
Okay, good. Because I know there is another form out there. We actually talked about it last week with the person Lawrence Neal, we interviewed last week about HIIT training, which is high intensity training. They're two different kind of variations, and Shannon's referring to the high intensity interval training.
Yes.
So a little bit faster paced than the HIIT training.
The HIIT training.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that too, because obviously, and especially for if you're doing at home workouts, you don't need any equipment. You can definitely get a phenomenal workout.
Well, plus I love the fact that you can get a really great sweat on. The after effects of like a high intensity kind of burn still are there as far as like, you know, your workout keeps working for you mm-hmm. after you're done. And I think that that is something that I've always loved about HIIT training. And since I don't have a lot of time, it's absolutely critical that I maximize the amount that I do have. And that is why I decided to bring this back. So I started slow. I only did like a 12 minute. But heck, I did
That's
it.
Still good.
I felt great afterwards. I took a little, you know, I took a little breather afterwards, had some food before I jumped into the shower, and it was just felt like a new lady.
Yeah, I'll let people know that the ETT workouts, especially the ones that I do at clients' homes, usually it'll always include about a 12 to 14 minute HIIT workout mm-hmm. inside of the hour long training session.
Yeah,
we also include mobility, stretching, warm up, and striking. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, that 12 to 14 minutes, that's all you need.
Yeah.
You can definitely get a lot accomplished.
And I mean, they've even like kind of had some discussions, and there's articles and people out there who are really big proponents for HIIT training not being really like an hour long, because you can absolutely burn out in doing too much HIIT training. But including it as part of a workout, but not just doing an hour of HIIT, is going to maximize what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So,
yeah.
Either way, I'm a huge fan. I know you're a big fan. Yep. And it was just really nice to get back to that again.
Good. I'm glad you got that. All right. So, before we jump into the main discussion topic for this week, we want to talk to you guys about our awesome sponsors.
Yes. The Hemp Coffee Exchange has been partners of ours since last year, and we first came across them when we interviewed them. We tasted their coffee, and it is a sustainable coffee. It's a blend of coffee beans as well as hemp, and they do actually use different parts of the hemp. Mm-hmm. There's the actual heart, and then there is the full like husk
seed,
as well,
yeah.
The seed. Mm-hmm. So that product is wonderful tasting, but it's also got some really exciting health benefits. Check out the health benefits on our previous episode.
Right.
Or just head over onto their website, because as listeners of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, you all get a very special treat. 20% off your online orders. All you have to do is use the code ATF at checkout, and you're going to save yourself some money too. So show them some love, head over there, learn more about them, try it for yourself, let us know what you think, and, you know, it's everybody wins.
Right, yeah. HempCoffeeExchange.com. That's the website you need to go to, and like Shannon said, use that promo code ATF to save some dough. All right, so speaking of something that's also super beneficial, healthy for you and beneficial, it's a topic we've mentioned several times before, and we're finally going to jump and tackle it today.
Wow, we're going to get a running start, yeah. And then we're going to jump, and then we're going to tackle
it. Wow, I'm very overzealous, apparently. We're going to tackle it today is sauna, the health benefits of sauna. You know, sauna is something people have been using for long
Thousands and thousands of years.
And it's really becoming out and becoming out. It's coming out now about how super beneficial it can be to your health. A lot of aspects of your health.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of trickled out in the United States as far as like a really health, not craze, but as it's emerging more. Mm-hmm. But it's been touted as a strong health benefactor kind of practice, therapy, whatever you want to call it, for quite a while.
Yeah, especially Americans in other countries,
We're just really slow. We're really slow to the game. The people who really champion this are the Finns.
Yeah.
Those people, those Finnish people who use this. I think the stat I read was 99% of Finns use a sauna at least once a week.
Wow.
Holy cow. That's... So a lot of research comes out of Finland because it is so widely used there. And they also defined, as I appreciate, sauna etiquette. Yeah. It's a totally different topic, but wanted to throw that in there.
So we got a couple different types of saunas because you guys probably, if you've gone to the gym, you've seen one type and then maybe you've seen another type on TV. So apparently there's a couple different types of sauna. And the very first one happens to be directly related to the group of people that Shannon just mentioned. It's the traditional Finnish sauna. It's a wood burning sauna. So that is one able, obviously you're burning wood in there to create the heat, and then you can also throw water on the wood to create steam or control the humidity. There's an electrically heated sauna, and then there is a smoke sauna, and there's also a steam sauna or the steam room, as people may know it. And of course, the infrared sauna, which a lot of people, is kind of like getting a lot of, I think, more recognition now. I see a lot of yoga studios advertising. They have infrared saunas. The place where I did my first float therapy had an infrared sauna. I think they're also a little bit more kind of compact. So locations like that can actually have them
in their facility. Yeah, it's like a one-person kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we were actually, we're looking on, obviously we're not going to be buying one for our home anytime soon, but we looked at kind of what the cost for an at-home sauna was, and we found some. I mean, it was like between $1,000 and $1,500 for some of them.
For like a full-on, like built-in, like, you know, getting like a whole box where you can probably fit more than one person. Yeah, it was anywhere from like that $1,100 to $1,500 range. Yeah. You can get a pretty sweet sauna.
Yeah, and these are some infrared ones too. So infrared, and then it looks like some traditional electrically heated ones. And then we see this barrel one that really interests me.
It looks really cool. So that looks pretty cool. I don't know what that is.
And then there's this little, like, it's hard for me to describe this. We're definitely going to put a picture on the show notes because this is hilarious. It looks like I can't even describe it.
It looks like a moving garment bag, you know, like those big garment bags that you move your clothes in when you have to literally move your house.
Yes.
It looks like that, only there's a person's head sticking out of it.
Yeah,
it's a personal portable sauna.
Yeah, it's almost like a child's tent.
It looks so
You know, that has a zipper in the front and there's just some person sitting in it and their head sticking out the top.
And, like, are those holes for their hands?
For their hands. It looks like that lady's holding a beverage of some sort.
She's sipping on something cool while she's getting a sauna. She's really enjoying herself. All right.
So, yeah. So, then you got those kind of options for if you're looking for at-home saunas. But the real reason we really wanted to talk about this, I just said really like three times in a sentence. The real reason we wanted to talk about this was the health benefits, as Shannon mentioned, about what have been coming out recently. And I really started hearing about it from the person, my woman crush, besides the lovely Shannon here, Dr. Rhonda Patrick, was citing studies a lot on her Twitter about that have recently come out that talk about the longevity benefits that sauna can produce. So There was a recent study released in 2015. This study was originally published in the JAMA Internal Medicine. It is also a peer-reviewed journal. And basically, the study found that using the sauna two to three times per week was associated with 24% lower all-cause mortality. And if you use it 4 to 7 times per week, it decreased all-cause mortality by 40%. So this is like a huge kind of revelation about, you know, preserving, you know, obviously having a longer, fuller life, mm-hmm. is using the sauna as one of those methods to kind of help your longevity.
Yes. And I think this is just like kind of the newest in many different studies that have come out on the health benefits mm-hmm. of saunas in general. And we'll also pop in our show notes the exact like definition of a sauna, because it's like pertaining to you getting hot and sweaty, and it's like, you know, certain temperatures is what it, yes. what constitutes it being a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of those different types. But this is just one great additional bit of evidence that this is something that's going to have long-term effects.
Yeah.
There's also research coming out about how this is benefiting your brain in ways that it might actually prevent or, you know, help prevent
mm-hmm.
things like dementia and Alzheimer's. And that's super exciting,
yeah.
because those are still really scary, right. scary health issues that people are not sure what to do
right.
with. So, I mean, there's loads of things, I think, that come off this. I don't know if there's anything more pertaining to the cardiovascular health that you wanted to go into, or...
No, technically, yes, because another kind of area is kind of athletic performance. They actually
yeah.
find a lot of benefits for endurance athletes that use this, what they kind of refer to as hyperthermic conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
They found that it also improves cardiovascular mechanism, lowers heart rate, lower core body temperature during the workout. You have a higher sweat rate and sweat sensitivity because you have better thermoregulatory control. Also increases blood flow to your skeletal muscles, which is a big thing. Reduced rate of glycogen depletion, which is really huge, especially for endurance athletes, because one thing that kind of obviously your muscles feed on is glycogen. I can't even say it. I am a tongue twister. Glycogen, that kind of powers your muscles, and if you have a slower rate of usage, you obviously have more to prolong your performance during a long endurance event, an Ironman, a triathlon, a long run, or anything like that. It also has increased efficiency of oxygen transportation to your muscles, which is kind of almost the same exact thing. The more oxygen you can get the muscles, the better they can perform for a longer time.
Yeah, I mean... My mom had actually tipped me off as to like health benefits around saunas back, I think when I was in like my early 20s, I was going to LA Fitness, or I think it was like, I don't know what the heck it was back then. It was something else. It wasn't LA Fitness, but mm-hmm. it was some big gym, big box gym. And the reason that I kept going to that gym instead of abandoning it was because of the sauna. 'Cause she was like, if you have it, then go at least once a week. Because she was really focused on the health benefits that surrounded the detoxification mm-hmm. specifically of saunas. And I mean, I had also read about the whole, you know, it's going to help you lower your core body temperature during heavy work. It's
right.
going to increase your sweat rate. So I mean, like it actually... Sweating is good for your body.
Right.
And surprisingly, we don't do a whole lot of it. You know, unless you're outside or you're in a, you know, tropical climate, which we are. Most people aren't getting a sweat on quite enough as they should. And this is how your body flushes your system. It also teaches your body, you know, it causes certain kinds of good inflammation that gets your blood pumping and helps your body learn to optimize certain functions.
Right.
So, I mean, when you think of what that extends to, of course, there's going to be loads of different
right.
benefits. But, I mean, as far as the kind of like detoxification, it does make sense because we store a lot of like the toxins in that, what are they called, the subcutaneous fat layer. Mm-hmm. And that is the layer that is kind of flushed out when you sweat specifically. Right. So a lot of toxins build up there and you need to get rid of them. So that is one really, really big thing that she was adamant about me going and doing. And I did feel a lot better when I was going like once a week. And I kind of called it my spa day. I would go work out for like an hour. Then I'd hop in the sauna for like 15, 20 minutes. And I would usually have it completely to myself.
Right.
And I didn't go in the steam sauna. We could get, like, into all the specific differences between all the different types.
Right.
But it was the dry heat sauna that she specifically was like, go use that one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, longevity health benefits now. I mean, they're saying that this is just, like, it can be help with fibromyalgia. I mean, this has helped reduce pain for people. This is helping boost your human growth hormone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. This is stuff that we should be celebrating, and this should be something that's incorporated into our regular use.
Right.
We should have our own freaking sauna etiquette, but we just don't. I mean, we're talk about super late to the party.
I know. I think it's just people thought it was almost something that was just a form of relaxation.
Yeah, which they it also helps.
Right, yeah, I know. Well, I don't know why that was so a negative aspect towards it, even if that's what it was considered.
Yeah.
But a couple other things, like it, in regards to fitness, is about improving muscle gain.
Yeah.
But before I mention that, I want to mention something. You talked about how we don't get really exposed to, we don't sweat a lot as mm-hmm. we used to. A lot more jobs have moved indoors, mm-hmm. and especially in this type of climate that we live in, it's a little bit less likely people are going to work outside. But I swear, I worked outside for about 5 years in Florida, and I definitely believe that improved my cardio.
Yeah.
I know for a fact, because especially when I was doing jiu-jitsu or when I was doing kickboxing, I was known for essentially having really great cardio. Mm-hmm. And I think working outside all day and, you know, working in the heat and just, you know, being subjected to that really benefited me in that aspect. Mm-hmm. So, and now reading the research, I mean, this one, we're looking at this study right now from Dr. Roger Patrick. It said, a 30-minute sauna session 2 times a week for 3 weeks post-workout increased the time that it took for study participants to run until exhaustion by 32% compared to baseline. So, I mean, it basically improved, just going to the sauna after they worked out, improved their speed just, you know, going a couple times. So that was talked about. I mean, I think that's a huge thing. And a couple other things, especially like for muscle gain, it's important for – it can help with muscle gain.
Yeah.
A couple of reasons why it's important for muscle gains is that an induction of heat shock proteins, which I think is a huge thing. Heat shock proteins, I think those are things that are kind of – that's really where a lot of the benefit lies with the sauna and being exposed to hot temperatures outside and things like that when you're heat shock proteins.
Mm-hmm.
It also, boom, you already mentioned it, the production of HGH.
Yep.
And everybody, a lot of people know or imagine, they hear HGH and they think performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah.
You know, so it's actually the synthetic form, obviously, yes, but our body does produce HGH, and apparently the sauna induces more production or a higher rate of production, which can help with muscle gain and exercise. And also it improves insulin sensitivity, which that alone I think is huge, because insulin resistance is a huge problem we have in this country with type 2 diabetes and obesity. So literally it helps every facet of your life that we're just barely touching the surface right now.
Yeah, and we'll include a couple articles. I found one on Dr. Merkola, which is a great website source for a lot of my information. And Nick has found, you know, his articles as well. They really run like the gambit. You can read more about this and really get yourself ingrained in some of the studies, because it is insane how much beneficial data there is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this just should be a lot bigger than it is.
Yeah, I know. This should be a lot more popular than I think. And I think it's getting there because, I mean, you can go on YouTube right now and just search, you know, obviously we put Dr. Rodna Patrick in sauna, but, you know, there's one for Mercola and there are other like groups and other, mm-hmm. You know, health sources that are talking about the benefits of sauna. And I think it's something you should add if you belong to a gym that has one. Think about doing it, especially, you know, depending on what your fitness goals are, you can add it post workout and mm-hmm. still see benefits.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
once a week.
It was really synonymous when I was doing kickboxing or wrestling for like, that's where you went when you tried to lose weight.
Yeah, you sit in, like, the hot box.
Yeah, exactly. So
with a sweatsuit on.
Sure, you will sweat and you'll lose water weight, but that's not really where the benefits lie. I mean, we've talked about today what the real benefits are. I mean, just, you know, increasing longevity. I mean, living longer. They're finding that this will help you live longer. There was that major study where it actually a couple times a week, anywhere, obviously, more the better. When people went once a day, they were like reducing their all-cause mortality by 40%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, you think about how long it's been around. I mean, like the Mayans I think used to use this mm-hmm. like what is that 3000 years ago, and you think of all like the steam rooms and hot rooms and things that like even like didn't like the ancient Greeks and Romans I'm use sure. those steam houses baths, and yeah. like you know Asian countries, and this has been something that's been in ancient cultures.
Right.
Because it really did prove to do them well. And somehow I feel like in our culture, it became sort of this overindulgent thing where if you're really rich or if you're like, you know, older, you've got more time on your hands, then yeah, sure, you can go sit in a hot box.
Right.
And you can gossip. That was like where you got the gossip or something.
Right.
But it couldn't be farther from where this actually stems and it being so good for you.
Yeah. I don't know why people almost seemed like they thought it was a lazy activity or something like that. But it's actually,
it was unnecessary.
Benefit. Yeah.
It was like, you know, oh, if you can get it, you can go do some minutes in the sauna.
Yeah. After. I mean, it's, you know, obviously it is usually kind of associated with spa treatments and stuff like that, mm-hmm. which people are, like we said, it's associated with relaxation, which we know it's not, relaxation is a good thing. It's a great thing.
Well, relaxation, but helping you lower your blood pressure, then that's good for you.
But I think it's, you know, like I said, in Western, especially in this country, or it seems like that, you know, taking a break or resting or, you know, not
resting isn't a therapy in our culture.
We don't really see it that way. You know, we've heard other cultures in Spain, you know, they take naps in the middle of the day or something like that. And then, you know, it's, you know, I think we're always concerned with productivity in this country and, but we don't look at it in the long term. We kind of look at it in short term. So mm-hmm. I think the sauna is more of a long-term approach to being more productive in all facets of your life for longer.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good way to kind of associate it with productivity, that it'll make you more productive longer and later in life.
Yeah. So if you have a chance, definitely take advantage of a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a sauna user and you have, you know, you frequently tell your friends that, hey, saunas are super good for you and nobody believes you. Well, now you just need to send them this episode.
Yep.
Because boom, there's loads of evidence that says that.
And I think as I've been sitting here, I've convinced myself I got to look into finding a gym membership where I can get a sauna.
That offers a sauna?
The cheapest one. I know, like, I wonder if those Planet, you know, those other ones, the $10.
Oh, the U-Fitness
I wonder if they have access to it, but I don't know. I know sometimes they'll add in on this extra feature, but we'll see.
Or we'll get a home sauna.
Yeah.
We'll get you one of those little coat rack boxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll just get the little, like,
just be your head,
it's like a little,
sticking
it's
out.
Like an igloo. It's like a foam igloo, like, but not made of ice.
It's so funny looking, man. Yeah. You got to check this out.
Well, maybe that'll be our picture for this week's episode.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I'll Photoshop my head on top of it. All right, guys. I think that's all we've got for them this week. Make sure you check out the Addicted to Fitness podcast page on Facebook and also the show notes, which the lovely Shannon does a great job of getting up there. So we want to, if you guys need more info about everything we talked about today, please check out that at elementaltampa.com. And I think that's it.
That's it.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
See ya.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. So the next one we have is electrically. What's wrong with me? The electrically heated sauna. I think that's what we got all. I think that's all we got for them this week.
Yes.
Make sure you check out the Addicted to Facebook. Wow. Well.